Well, I misperceived.
There is nothing to fear. 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 There is nothing to fear.
We're going to be on page 329. We're going to be at the top of the page. I'm going to read through the paragraph, and then we're going to go back and we're going to see what the message is for us. And we know we don't have to accept it. We don't have to welcome it. Some of it we might find hard to believe and quite startling, but if we use it, we'll see that it's true. So, it says, let no despair darken the joy of Christmas. And we learn that the Course says Christmas means the end of sacrifice. So let no despair darken the joy of the end of sacrifice. Okay, we're beginning to recognize that it's not about sacrificing our happiness. So we must be cautious about letting despair darken our joy. Feeling pretty good right now. I have to make sure I don't let my despair come back and darken my joy. He says, because the time of Christ is meaningless apart from joy. So let us join in celebrating peace by demanding no sacrifice of anyone. So you offer me the love I offer you. What could be more joyous than to perceive we are deprived of nothing? Such is the message of the time of Christ, which I give you, that you may give this message and return this message to the Father who gave this message to me. For in the time of Christ, communication is restored, and Christ joins us in the celebration of his Son's creation. So, remember, the Course is only talking about love and fear. So it starts out by saying, let no despair darken the joy of Christmas, for the time of Christ is meaningless apart from joy. The time of love, which is Christ, is meaningless if you're not happy. Love is meaningless if you're not happy. If you're in a relationship that you're not happy in, then it's a meaningless love relationship. Because the time of Christ is meaningless apart from joy. The time of love is meaningless if you're not happy. So let us join in celebrating peace. The way that we join in celebrating peace is, I will not demand any kind of sacrifice of you. I will not ask you to give me one single thing you don't want to do, and I won't ask you to do one single thing you don't want to do. I'm going to celebrate peace by making no demands that you sacrifice. Right there. Let us join in celebrating peace by demanding no sacrifice of anyone, for so you offer me the love I offer you. If I'm offering you love and I'm saying, hey, look, I don't want you to sacrifice, then give me what I'm giving you. It's like me saying, I don't want you to sacrifice, and you sincerely saying, well, I don't want you to sacrifice either. You just gave me back what I gave you. And that's us celebrating together. Because you can celebrate with somebody who's not demanding that you give your joy up. That's how you, that's what you call a party. It's the proper name for party. And that's what my name is, Earl Party. That's my, I finally found my spiritual name. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Earl Party.
I like it.
Don't you like it? All right. I was a kid. Kid, they call me Earl Party. But that's a whole nother story. I'm scarred to today.
Yeah.
What could be more joyous than to perceive we are deprived of nothing? What could make you feel happier than to finally see, when you open your eyes, that you have every single thing you want right now? What could be more happy than that? What could be more happy than you opening your eyes and seeing every one of your needs fulfilled? He said, that's what he's saying. He said, what could be more joyous than to perceive we're deprived of nothing? What could be more happy than to see that you're not being deprived of anything, that nothing's missing in your life? Wouldn't you like to see that?
Yeah.
Okay? Then it says, well, such is the message of the time of Christ, which I give you, that you may give it away and return it to the Father who gave it to me. That's a fancy way of saying, then that's what I'm supposed to be saying mentally and sometimes verbally to every single person that I see. You're deprived of nothing. You're deprived of nothing. Isn't that what it says? Mm-hmm. Such is the message. We are deprived of nothing. Okay, so it would be like me going, we are deprived of nothing. 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 You are deprived of nothing. You are deprived of nothing. We are deprived of nothing. You are deprived of nothing. You are deprived of nothing. You are deprived of nothing. There's nothing missing. You are deprived of nothing. You are deprived of nothing. There's nothing missing in you. You are whole. You are complete. You are deprived of nothing. 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 Obviously, it's nothing. Because you don't have it. You're deprived of nothing. You're deprived of nothing. So I'm not going to take a minute to get that. You're deprived of nothing. You're deprived of nothing. You are deprived of, you know, you're deprived of nothing. You're deprived of nothing. You are deprived. I love how it's funny to begin. If you don't finish it out, it sounds like an insult. You are deprived. Yeah, you are deprived of nothing. 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 Now, that's the message of the time of Christ. Not really. So when we say Christ is what? Our real self. Christ is love. Christ is real love. So the message of real love is you have everything, you have everything, you have everything, everything is available to you, everything is available to you, everything is available to you, everything is available to you. That's the message of Christ. It's not complicated. Right? Then it says in the very next sentence, for in the time of Christ, which means what? In the time that we're giving each other the message that we're deprived of nothing, communication is restored, because I'm really finally joining you in the celebration. We're deprived of nothing. We're deprived of nothing. We're finally joining in the celebration, because communication has been restored when all I want for you is peace. Up until then, no real communication is happening. Till all I want for you and me is peace. Now, he says, God offers thanks to the Holy Host that would receive him and lets him enter and abide where he would be. So that which created you, love, offers thanks to the loving host that would receive love and let love enter and abide where love would be. So if you would let love enter, and if you would let love be in your life where it wants to be, then love is going to give you thanks. And and when love shows you its appreciation, that's some seriously good stuff. And by your welcome does love welcome you into itself, for what is contained in you who welcome love is returned to love, and we but celebrate love's wholeness as we welcome love into ourselves. Those who receive the love are one with the love, being host to the love that created them, and by allowing love to enter, the remembrance of love enters with love. By allowing love to enter, the remembrance of love enters with love. By allowing truth to enter, the remembrance of the truth enters with the truth, and with the truth, you remember the only relationship you ever had and the only relationship you ever want. When you finally let love enter, you finally remember the only kind of relationship you've ever wanted and the only kind of relationship you've ever had. He says, this is the time in which a new year will soon be born from the time of Christ. And what is the time of Christ? The time of Christ is a time in which we're communicating to each other. We are deprived of nothing. So from telling each other that we are deprived of nothing, this is the time in which a new year will be born from the time of Christ, the time that we let each other know we are deprived of nothing. I have perfect faith in you. I have perfect faith in you to do all